Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, March 24th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 85, that second paragraph. Much has already been said through one paragraph ending, and that means more action. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Mary P., 12 Traditions, Joanne L. Readers of the text, Robin P., Luann C., and Ann S.C.H. The reference number for Sunday, March 23rd, is 22,279. That's 22279. And for this morning, March 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,280. That's 22280. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Larry G., and Shelley E. will be doing the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. I'll now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you very much for your service today and everybody on the line, especially the newcomers. Welcome. My name is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am currently recovering from compulsive overeating and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. And 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. In 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 85, the second paragraph. Much has already been said through one paragraph ending, and that means more action. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Robin P. to read and then share with us.
Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all knowledge and power. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. To some extent, we become God-conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense, but we must go further, and that means more action. Wow, that's a great paragraph, of course. You know, it's funny. I spoke in another meeting this morning, at a different meeting, in another program. I qualified, and I'm speaking. I'm doing the first share this morning, and I'm on the way to the dentist to get a tooth pulled and a crown done, a little bridge, because somebody put in a root canal that went bad in a year. He did a bad job, and I've had to work my program on this, and I was feeling all this anxiety, and I thought, oh, yeah, this is the perfect paragraph for me. You know, I just get to keep trusting and staying in God's energy, and the direction from him is strength, receive a strength, inspiration, direction. Because he is all knowledge and power. And if it were up to me and my knowledge and power, I would cancel the appointment and I would not show up. So I just know that God's got me And it's, you know, this God consciousness. I've had so many miracles and blessings. And, you know, I've been abstinent by God's grace and mercy one day at a time for nine years. One day at a time because of vision. And working the steps and sponsoring, being of service and trusting in God. And I get to do that every day. And then it's that disease of yes, but are you going to help me with this? Pulling my tooth, like, you know, it's just, God's probably up there laughing, really. And I have that sixth sense. And I just get to keep going. And, you know, I love that this comes after the 10th step, because I feel like the 10th step clears away that mental obsession so that I can be more God conscious. Because if I'm spinning, I tune out God. So it just clears away that manure over my heart so I can shine and be a blessing to God and my fellows and also feel peace. And, you know, and then we're about to come up to the 11th step here. And I just get to keep, you know, I always think that I just get to keep relying on God. All power, you know, it just literally says here, all knowledge and power. That's a great thing to lean on instead of mine. And I know what leaning on mine does. I know leaning on God and trusting him, it always works out the way it's meant to. And I also am so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm so grateful for my God squad, for my sponsor, for my sponsee. I just get to keep doing the next right action. And then I'm everything is well. And staying in this moment, all is well. So thank you all for your prayers. And God bless you all with a very abstinent day. I pass. Thanks again, Dawn, and everyone out in this meeting.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin P., and wishing you well today on your visit. Thank you for getting us started. I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us today?
This
Mary
C. Mary
C.
Christy.
Christy, and what's your initial, Christy?
Ginger.
G as in
D,
George?
D as in dog.
Oh, D as in dog. Okay, and where are you calling from, Christy?
California.
Okay, perfect. And who else?
Ginger, Linda W., Las Vegas.
Did I hear Ginger?
Yes,
Linda.
Oh, okay.
Ginger is your.
All right, and Linda?
W.
And Linda W. And Ginger in New York? Did I get
Deborah
that right?
G.
Deborah G. Okay, Ginger, what's your initial? I'll get that later. Okay, so here's what I have, and forgive me if I... Okay, very good. Thank you, Ginger. All right, here's what I have. I have Mary C., Christy D., Linda W., Ginger M., and Deborah G. Anyone else? All right, that's a beautiful lineup. Let's go ahead. Mary C., it's your turn to share, followed by Christy D. And Mary, please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mary C. from Ohio. Oh, I love this paragraph. I have so much to be grateful for about receiving the strength and direction from God. You know, it just shows, just this morning in my meditation, I asked God, what did he want for me? So we meditated about that. And then I did my reading, and my reading was exactly the answer from my meditation. It was direct. And that's happened to me more than once. I mean, it happens to me a lot, where I'll meditate, ask a question, and I receive my answer in the readings of today's readings. And I know that's God working in me, directing me, showing me what he wants for me. And it is developing that sixth sense. And it gives me, you know, this is what gives me the ability to go on each and every day in my program. And it is one day at a time. And, you know, that next day I want it as much as I did the day, each and every day. And I just love this 12-step program and all you on the call and this meeting. This has been so much helpful in my recovery, so that I am so grateful. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary C. from Ohio. Christy D., it's your turn to share, followed by Linda W.
Good morning. This is Christy D. in Palm Springs. I'm traveling and so very grateful I get to take my program and recovery anywhere I go. And really, this paragraph is so meaningful to me because this is the part of my recovery I'm really leaning into right now. I started the program about 10 years ago, and really it was the last 5 years that I found abstinence. This summer will be 5 years of abstinence. And really, it was the spiritual part of the program that I had to really lean into to get abstinent. And this is the part of the year, or this is the part of my program that I'm really trying to deepen. I'm really trying to focus on gratitude this year. And I realize that's something that doesn't necessarily come naturally to me. And it's something that I need to rely on my higher power for. And during this travel, I run into some family challenges, and the beautiful thing about my spiritual practice and higher powers, just like program, he's everywhere. I am, and he's always accessible. And instead of me trying to wrestle and force solutions, you know, I leaned into prayer and meditation and recovery, and, you know, that takes me down a different path. It doesn't take me down the path to food. And those are tools and gifts of the program that I'm grateful for every single day. And instead of, you know, falling into resentment and fear and anger, I got an opportunity to practice my program. I got an opportunity to practice forgiveness. I got an opportunity to lean into my higher power and let him direct my steps when I felt confused and scared and overwhelmed and resentful. And I get to lead by example. And, you know, that's something I think about a lot in this program, is that, you know, we're a program of attraction, not promotion. And that really resonated with me in this trip, is that, you know, when I run into problems, I have an opportunity for my family to lean into my recovery and to lean into that change. Instead of running to food and anger and pettiness, I got to run into meditation and grace and compassion. And, you know, I think I saw this trip, just how powerful that is when I can find my conscious contact with God, you know, when I can allow my higher power to direct my paths and steps, instead of me trying to orchestrate and run the show, just how powerful, you know, my responses and thinking and decision-making can be, and, you know, how powerful that is for others to see. And that's the way that we draw people into recovery and change, is to not force solutions, not try to control, but to inspire and to lead with love. And so thank you. I'll wrap up. And so I'm really grateful that, you know, higher power, recovery, and abstinence and serenity is accessible no matter where I am. And so with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Christy D. from California. Linda W., it's your turn to share, followed by Ginger M. Please let us know where you're calling from. Star one, Linda. Okay, perhaps Linda had to step away. Ginger M., are you available
to
share? Oh,
hello.
Is that Linda?
Oh,
is that...
sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. This paragraph.
Is this Linda?
Me as like goal. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead, Linda. Thank you.
I was unmuted, yeah. This paragraph shows me that to let go and let God, which is very difficult for me to... I want to run the show, and the show cannot be run without going to God. But it gives me a gives me something. I am really trying to get to that sixth sense and not fight the control that I like to direct. And I want to thank you all for all your shares. It really does help me. Thank you. Hello?
Thank you so much, Linda W. And Ginger M., it's your turn to share now. Oh, go ahead, Ginger. Star one, Ginger.
Thank you. Thank you, yes. Thank you for your service.
And
where are you calling?
Yes, you sure can. And where are you calling from, Ginger?
New York.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I really like this meeting. It always talks about things. People talk about things, and the book talks about things that I need so very badly in my life, God's power and God's knowledge. And I've been struggling very much with a particular issue. And I feel like there's a veil over, I'm not conscious of what God wants me to do. I feel like he's telling me I know what to do, but I don't know what it is. And I know that I need to work more on trusting God. There was a day a few weeks ago when I had an appointment and things went wrong and I was running late and I was getting so upset about it. And when I got to the area and I called the person, I said, I'll be there in a few minutes. And he said, oh, take your time. I'm having lunch. I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, all this aggravation, all this anxiety and worry that I went through and anger for nothing, because if I had just trusted God, that I would get there when I meant to get there. That's the key. When I meant to get there. On God's time, not on my time. If I would have felt that way, I could have saved myself so much aggravation. So I made a decision to work on trusting God more. And I haven't been on this meeting in ages, and I was up early enough to come to it, and I know it's a great meeting. So I have to get back on my food plan. I'm not going to work with a sponsor because I had some bad situations, but I am going to do the food plan and hopefully get support anyway from people. Excuse me. And I'm grateful to hear these words about God's power and God's knowledge, and I'm so grateful to hear these wonderful shares. Thank you, I guess.
Thank you so much, Ginger M. from New York. And in case you're just joining us, we're talking about page 85, that second paragraph. Much has already been said through one paragraph ending, and that means more action. So after Deborah G. shares, I'm going to be taking some more names of people who would like to share on this paragraph.
Yes.
So Deborah G., it's your turn.
Barbara W. from New Jersey.
Okay, Barbara, just hold on, and we'll take more names after Deborah G. shares. Thanks so much. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, good morning, Dawn. Deborah G. from Arizona. Thank you so much for your service, Dawn, and everyone that's making this meeting possible. And thank you all for 12-stepping me so far. And welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here today with us. And yes, I love this paragraph about much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all knowledge and power. So when I'm doing this work with the steps, this is what's happening to me. And then if I carefully follow directions, you know, doing the work and continuing, I've begun to sense the flow of his spirit into me. To some extent, I've become God conscious. I developed this vital sixth sense. So I become more aware
when I have blocks, obstacles that shut that out, where I don't feel that anymore, not connected. You know, that's the thing, is I become more aware by doing this work when I'm not in alignment and not in that God consciousness, that sixth sense. So having that awareness, simply because I'm not in the food, that's number one, plus doing this work, is I can do something about it. And that's a beautiful, beautiful way to live. But I have this design to live my life so that I can, to the best of my ability, to the best of my experience, stay connected. My sponsor reminds me, stay connected. I know that when I stay connected, I feel that divine flow. You know, I get those intuitive thoughts. I can hear them. It's just, wow. I just love that way of living today. And when I'm in that place, I don't want to go to the food or go to some addiction, because I'm connected and I'm in that flow. But anyways, that's all I have. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Love, love, love.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. And I'll now take a list of names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Page 85, that second paragraph, much has already been said through one paragraph ending, and that means more action. So who would like to share? Barbara W.? Who else would
Polly
like
Q.
to share? Polly Q.
Larry G. Larry G.
Jackie H. Okay. I have Barbara W., Polly Q., Larry G., Jackie H. Who else would like to share?
Barbara A., California.
Barbara A.
Jerry Lynn T.
Jerry Lynn T.
Yes.
Okay, that's a fantastic lineup. Let's stop there. I have Barbara W., Polly Q., Larry G., Jackie H., Barbara A., and Jerry Lynn T. Barbara W., please go ahead and share with us and let us know where you're calling from. Okay. Press star 1, Barbara. All right, maybe she had to step away. Polly Q., please go ahead and share with us. Let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, moderator. May I be heard?
You sure can.
Hi, this is Polly Q. Thank you for your service, by the way. And it's Polly Q., recovered, Northern California. And I love this paragraph. I spent a lot of time having to act on this paragraph. And I've been recovered for 8 years. And I am, had a 13-year white knuckling abstinence before that, until finally, you know, even that couldn't hold up. And so, it is only the beginning. Getting abstinent, it's only the beginning. It's still only the beginning for me. Every day, it's still only the beginning. Because after that, it is just what it says here. Yes, I have received a lot of strength and inspiration and direction from my higher power and those who work the program through their higher power, continue to do so. But it's going to take more, but we must go further, and that means more action. And action is a word. It says, boy, I'm going to have to do something. I'm not going to be able to just keep writing out that food plan. I'm going to have to do more than just write, just do the steps one time and just write out the food. I wish I could say that worked. It sure didn't work for me. And I really haven't seen it work for anybody else. So I have to do more. And that, I think, is what this awakening thing you talk about is all about. That's step 12. You know, is that having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And that sounds like action to me. And that is what it has been. But that's what makes this program so exciting, is because there's so much more. There's such a deeper, there's always more that my higher power has for me. Otherwise, what kind of a higher power would that be? But my higher power is voluntary. It's voluntary. But I'm in because what it's done for me as a result of that has given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. And it keeps me safe today because I've got that ego, and that ego is 24/7, automatic. And it's going to send me down a path where if I don't have action to get connected to my higher power and more action, then I'm going to succumb to that lower power. But I do, and when I do that, I find that my higher power can do for me, continues to do for me, what blows me away in terms of my fear, in terms of actually changing me. So anyway, I'm all in. But that lower power wants to lure me away and say, you're good enough. You're good enough. Go play a game. Go watch a TV program. Go read a book. Nothing wrong with that. Unless that's all I do. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Polly Q from California. Larry G., it's your turn to share, followed by Jackie H.
Yeah, good morning, Don, and to all of my fellow members in this wonderful fellowship. My name is Larry G., and I'm from Northern California. Oh, my God, what a journey this is. What a book. When I was early in my AA recovery, my beloved sponsor came by my house one day, and he had this this huge Scotty tissue box. And we went into the room, and he helped me to dump all my self-help books. I had a lot of them. Self-help books that said that they promise you that outrageous promises that if you could work 4 hours a week and generate $1 million in income, those kinds of self-help books. And the day that I got rid of those books, and that weekend, I was going to the garbage can, and I was looking at it, and but I followed directions, and ever since then, I've been studying this book, and what a book it is, and I realize you could take the help now out of those self-help books, because it's all about self. And this big book has helped me to understand there's only two purposes of it. One is to dissolve my ego, and that's a lifelong work for me, and the other is to find a power greater than myself. And those of you who are new to this program, new to this fellowship, we talk a lot about God, but each of us talk about the God of our own misunderstanding. This is not a religious society where we have a particular God that you have to adhere to. It's your responsibility, my responsibility, to develop that. And that's what this chapter, this paragraph is about, is developing that God consciousness, which I've started to do. I have moral character now that is described in the doctor's opinion. I make sound moral judgments, observations. I take moral action. And it's because of these steps, in particular this step, where I go to God and I ask for help. And I am so imperfect. I am imperfect. Ordinary man with ordinary strengths and weaknesses, and I create a lot of pain for myself, a lot of self-inflicted pain. I still do. It's something I continue to work on, but God doesn't. God, speaks to me in ways that I know it's not my idea. I know it's not Larry's idea. And so with that, I just want to welcome all the new people on this line. Keep coming back. If you're not at this point yet, that's okay. You'll get there. Just keep working at it. And with that, I pass it back to you, Don.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry G. from California. And a quick check to see if Barbara W. is back on the line. If she wanted to share, Barbara W. Okay, perhaps she did have to step away then. Okay, Jackie H., it's your turn to share, followed by Barbara A. And let us know where you're calling from, Jackie, if you would.
Hi, thanks, Dawn. for your service, and welcome newcomers and everyone else on the line. Thanks for your shares. This is Jackie H. in Idaho. You know, I heard the word God consciousness, and practicing, you know, the spiritual program. And it's a program of action. And the way that, first of all, I had to see that I was powerless over this disease and that my life was unmanageable. And when I took away the food and I'm following a food plan and I'm committing my food and I'm doing all the tools and, you know, I'm starting my step work, I start to see how else my life is unmanageable. And as that began to happen, that led me to step two, which is, oh my God, I need a God because I cannot trust my own thinking. And I need God to restore me to sanity. And am I willing to let him do it? Step three, yes. So then I go through, you know, steps 4 through 12. And in that process, I gain access to God, right? Because I always believed in God. I just didn't have access to that God. And it's amazing how God, he's always speaking through us. We're just, when we're in the food, we miss it. But he's always there. And for me today, it was funny how, this is how it works for me sometimes, which I had to laugh. I wake up with this thought of, you know, the phone call from my daughter yesterday when she told me she was struggling with loneliness and finding girlfriends to hang out with, you know, and I automatically, my heart drops and I go right to anxiety. I've got to fix it, right? Well, this morning, God is like, hey, you guys aren't victims. She's not a victim. There's an action that you can take. Like, if there's a problem, there's an action you can take. You are not a victim of the delusion. You're not a victim of life. It's not happening to you. It's not happening to me. And what's happening to her? Well, when I thought about that, man, that freedom came. There was just a freedom in my system. Like, my body just opened up, and I was like, oh, my God. So we look to God for direction, right? So when things are happening, it's like, okay, God, well, what do you got for me? And we follow that direction. And sometimes we need some help, so we call other people, right? That's the other way that God works, through all of us, through each of us working together. And yeah, that was just a moment, a shift in perspective, and I know that was God. And I love when that happens, when I wake up with a whole new perspective and it puts me in a whole different awareness and opens up possibilities. But I cannot do that or see that when I am in the food. The food fogs all of that for me. So I've got to get abstinent first and then practice these steps. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jackie H. from Idaho. And a quick reminder, we're talking about page 85, that second paragraph. Much has already been said through one paragraph ending, and that means more action. So, Barbara A., it's your turn to share, followed by Jerry Lynn, and then I'll take another name or two after that.
Good morning, moderator. This is Barbara A. from California. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Reading this paragraph, the sentence that stuck out to me was, if we have carefully followed directions. I was a compulsive overeater who never followed directions. I was very self-sufficient. I did it. I'd never read the directions. I'm going to put it together without even looking. It was usually a mess. I want to refer to our Sunday special edition this week, which talked about surrender. And that's one of the directions. And I was really grateful because they said never in the first 164 pages does it mention surrender, but everything alludes to it. Everything alludes to handing over, letting go, putting ourselves in God's hands. Follow the directions, carefully follow directions in this book, asking me to get out of the director's chair. And that's what I interpret when I read it. Step aside. Listen to God. Follow his intuition. you become God conscious. He becomes the person, she, it, whoever you call God, becomes power. That access to power, I've heard that today too. Beautiful. I always had a relationship with God, but I just didn't know how to access his power. This book gives me the directions. We are just coming up and finishing step 10. Continue to take that personal inventory on a daily basis. Thank you, moderator. I believe it's Dawn. I'm hoping it's Dawn. Thank you so much for the service you do. Thanks to all my fellows who do service from this meeting and for your shares today. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. And yes, it's Dawn. Very good. Well, Jerry Lynn, it's your turn to share, and then I'll take another name or two. Go ahead, Jerry Lynn.
This is Jerry Lynn T. from Idaho also. And this is an area I've just worked on doing again with my sponsor. Is step 10, and I've done the steps many, many times in many other 12-step programs, but also OA. And I've gotten something really different out of this step 10 work than I've ever gotten before. And I see that on other people of how important the step is. But I know you don't feel that God consciousness and the sixth sense without doing a good 10-step, and that's exactly when something happens, you got to do it right then. I know for me, like yesterday, I think I sent three of them to my sponsor over one issue because I couldn't let it go. And I'm really seeing through meditation that I'm being blocked from the sunlight of the spirit because of these issues. And I really am grateful because, again, read the book multiple times, never really saw this part till right now, and I'm grateful for seeing it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jerry Lynn T. from Idaho. And I'll now take a list of a couple names of people who would like to share on this paragraph.
Who would Nancy like to L.
Nancy L.
Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Mary B.
And Joan Marie M. And who is that last name?
Mary B. B.
Okay, in case there's time.
Okay.
All right, Mary B. All right, so Nancy L. followed by Joan Marie. Go ahead, Nancy.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Nancy L., recovered in Arizona by God's grace and mercy. Thank you, everyone, that's put this meeting together this morning. Yeah, the part that pops out to me is, how can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. It is the proper use of the will. For me, I was willing when I came in, but it, you know, I still had to follow my script. Just how willing am I? Am I willing to really do all 12 steps? How about 1 through 3? That's what all my friends are doing. And they seem to be thin, and isn't that why I'm here, to get thin? No, I found that out. No, 1 through 3 is not enough. So as the years went by, I decided that, you know, there's so many people out there, they're so eloquent, and they are so knowledgeable. I'll let them do step 12. So again, I'm choosing what I'm going to do. I'm going to be just about as willing as I want to be and work 1 through 11. And that didn't work either. So I finally bit the bullet and said, God, I'm going to be a sponsor, and I know you're going to see me through it. And it's one of the most favorite steps that I do today is step 12. I enjoy it so much. I'm so grateful. And I'm not so stubborn anymore. I'm a lot older, too. Older and wiser, I guess. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Joan Marie M., it's your turn to share, followed by Mary.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful, you know, I've been listening to all the shares, and they're always magnificent and so eye-opening. And I couldn't find where we were at for a bit, and yet listening to everything saying about a God of our understanding who has all power, who has all knowledge. And for me, that statement where it says God is everything or he's nothing, well, God is everything. And I have to stay in spiritual condition. That's why I do the nightly review, because, yeah, thoughts come in, negative thoughts, and I was having a lot yesterday, and, you know, I put them in my nightly review, give them to God, and I go on about my day and know that I'm not ever going to be perfect. No one is but God. And this program just helps me to live life the way God would have me live. He's a power greater than myself. He's all merciful. He's all grace. He's all loving. And he's the father that I never had. And I'm so grateful for the program because I have neutrality around food. What a miracle. And you know what? If you're just, you know, starting out, or the God thing isn't, you know, your thing yet, just hang in there. God will reveal himself to you if you asked him. Thank you. God bless everyone. I pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Mary P., it's your turn to share, and you'll have like a couple minutes.
Okay, this is Mary B.B. from Massachusetts, and the great paragraph. I think what I'm especially liking is just to recognize the God consciousness that, you know, I have in my life today. And that comes from working the first 9 steps and continuing to do the 10th step when they come up. And I know when things are going well, you know, when I can sit in the morning and do my prayer meditation and I'm connected. And then there's those days where, like, it's just dry. I just nothing's there. And it's probably I've skipped something. I haven't been doing the self-care that I need to do, whatever. But it's like, I guess what comes up for me right now is just like, right now, like, I'm doing the drill, you know. I have sponsees. You know, I call my sponsor, I do 10 steps, I'm, you know, my food's great, you know, all of these things are going well. And that's when I really feel this intuitive, or I have this intuitive sense, you know. It's easy for me to make decisions because I'm listening and I'm getting the direction, and I'm able to take the direction because I know I'll get the strength from my higher power to follow through. And I don't know. I can't say enough about this program. So thank you for letting me share.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much, Mary B.B. from Massachusetts, and everyone who shared. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Luann C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. I'm Luann C., recovered in Boise, Idaho. I'm so grateful to be here this morning. Thank you, everyone. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come when your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass. Great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.